Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ramon Ray is here. That's right. Our good friend Ramon is back. Ramon is Regional Development Director in the New York, New Jersey area for Infusionsoft. He's editor and technology evangelist at smartbiztechnology.com, the author of a number of books, including Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing and others. And he's one of our top technology guys in the Brain Trust. He's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Ramon, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about lately is how the what I call the age of the customer is overriding, is subducting the age of the seller. And so what that when that happens, as that is happening and has been happening for a while now, is creating two things. It's creating disruptions, disruptions of business models, the way we used to do business, etc. And it's also creating opportunities for people who are seeing, who are addressing the new expectations of customers. And you've been tracking this too, haven't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I busted my knee, Jim, a few weeks ago. And I was like, how in the world am I going to get back and forth where I need to go? I can call a cab, and I got to hear the people get my, you know, things wrong. Uber, as an example. I mean, they don't own cabs. They don't own anything like that, but yet they come door to door. So you're right.
What tell the audience what that is.
Yeah, Uber, U-B-E-R. Uber's a service based, you know, one of these startups in California where you can take your phone, a mobile app, and you tell Uber where you are. Basically, a beautiful, nice black car, SUV, will come and pick you up and take you to your destination. Your payment information is already in the app. Your credit card's there. So the point is, Jim, when the driver comes, one, it's geolocation. Uber knows where you are. There's very little discussion. Mm-hmm. Two, the money is already taken care of. There's no how much is it? Is it a tip? Is it a toll? Uber knows all that already, and it's just seamless, and it works.
So you can rate. So what that's done, now that's an opportunity for the people who drive the black cars, the people who own Uber. It's an expectation and a service for you, but who did it disrupt?
It disrupted the taxi companies, the yellow taxis in New York for sure, and
buses,
even the car services who you normally have to call, wait on hold, and I got your order wrong.
Make
you want a receipt?
Deal. Yeah, I've done that. Yep, exactly. So this is what we're talking about, folks, the disruption, the opportunity. And the thing is they're happening, Ramon, at what I'm calling the moment of relevance. Because, see, you needed a special service. Now, let me ask you a question. What are the chances that Uber is a little more expensive than the others?
It is a bit more pricey, that is for sure.
That's
for example,
my point.
Right.
So you didn't, they weren't competitive,
right?
But they were relevant to you.
That's correct. And now they have a new customer, Jim, because I don't now use taxis anymore.
That's my point, folks. This is the part about, see, I say relevance is trumping competitiveness. Because they pinpointed exactly what you needed, and they charged you for it, and you were willing to pay it because you needed that service.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
What's next?
Yeah. And the other thing I think is the aspect of dematerialization. And again, I don't know how relevant this to this talk, Jim, but you'll get me straight. And this is the matter that people need to understand. If you have businesses that are big and bulky and expensive, who is out there that's going to make it smarter than you? Let's take a look at GPSs, Jim. GPSs, we all used to go to Radio Shack day in and day out, pay $100 or more. You have to update the darn thing through a cable.
Right.
Now what do we have? Phones. I was telling my wife this yesterday. We were driving from Boston. I don't have to put a chip in, a USB cable. I don't have to pay $40 to Garmin.
Well, see, this is I'm not sure. Is that dematerialization or is that convergence?
It could be a mix. But I defer to you on that.
No. When you say dematerialization, also means could mean decapitalization.
Yes.
Right? Because whatever material you have to capitalize that.
That is correct.
So for a business owner, that's what I would say. I'd say decapitalization.
I love it.
And it's true. It's true because look at what I do in my world, Ramon. I couldn't do all the things I do. It would be cost prohibitive if I had tried to do this 20 years ago, 30 years ago, all the things I'm doing right now.
And I bet even the production of your book. I mean, think of that. It's a physical product.
All that stuff.
But how it's produced.
That's exactly right. All right, what's next?
So the other thing I think we're talking about here is crowdfunding and the whole aspect of crowdfunding and crowd creation. You've probably talked about it on your show before, Jim, but I think the aspect of crowdfunding, which we've heard about, is that I need money for my business. Instead of me going to just a few people, the internet enables me to go out to many people to get the
right
funds I need. Crowd creation is the aspect of a service called Tongle, T-O-N-G-L-E. This is a service where if you need a video done for TV, for example, Tongle will source out the creation of that video to a number of providers and give you back a finished product. The point is, it's the crowd, the crowd, the crowd. You're not locked in by geography.
Right. Now, and of course, let's take crowd, what's the second thing you said?
Crowdfunding and
crowdsourcing?
Right, crowdfunding and crowd creation.
Oh, crowd creation, also crowdsourcing.
Right.
That's I'm looking at Jeff Howe's book, Crowdsourcing, right in front of me here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's do that one first. So this, folks, the opportunity is if I've got the time to put it out there and see who can provide this for me,
right,
we now have the ability to connect all these different resources. And one group can be the bureau, so to speak, to produce that for you, and you get to pick and choose between capability and price, right?
Correct. And I think the danger, Jim, for our small businesses here is that they need to be careful of the industries they're in. Is somebody going to come and supplant them to the crowd, or is there a business that they can supplant?
Just like the local PR creativity groups that we do business with,
mm-hmm,
we like them, we love them, they're our friends,
right?
But in today's world, I could have somebody in Australia do this project for me.
That's
if
exactly
I'm
right
willing to work through that system. You have
right
you have to be comfortable with that system. That's that one. So there's the opportunity and the disruption, folks.
Absolutely,
everything that's happening today, Ramon, there's a disruption. Anytime you see something happening, any kind of a force, any kind of a new development, you got to ask yourself, what are the disruptions? What are the opportunities? And am I on the right side or the wrong side of that equation?
That's for sure.
Right?
That's powerful. Absolutely, Jim.
And the way I describe it in my book is I describe it like tectonic plates, Ramon, in an earthquake, right? One plate is being overridden by another plate.
Yep.
And you don't want to be on the plate that's going to be on the bottom. That's the way the disruptions are.
That's for sure.
Give us your website, Ramon.
SmallBizBizTechnology.com. Thanks, Jim.
Check it out. We're going to be right back. I want to go best 2 falls out of 3 with Ramon on the crowdfunding thing after these messages. I'm not completely a subscriber to that. I have my concerns. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.